Blog Talk Radio. Today is Tuesday, January 25th, 2022, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Tuesday to you and you and you and you and all of you. Well, it's almost the end of January. You know I got that question. You know that question. Are you sticking with the ideas and goals you set for yourself on January 1st? Absolutely, you say? Oh, well, I love that because I call it absolutions, not resolutions. So if you are, well, yay for you if you have stayed on point. And yay for the rest of you who haven't, because you can hit the reset button and start again and again if you have to. But by all means and intentionality, do so. You know, that's the beauty of life, that they are easily reset. You know, we can do that anytime we want to. If we don't get where we want to at a certain time, those reset opportunities are available to us. Isn't that great? So don't go believing that because it didn't seem to work out so far, go as planned, that is failure. Stuff happens, life happens, and you can still make stuff happen in spite of the downfalls, the pitfalls, or any other kind of fall. I hope you can hear me. If you know that idea or plan is going to bless you or bless your life in some way, reset your attention and your intention and do it. Go get it done. I'm cheering for you, and I'm sure a lot of other people are. I am indeed. So stay with it. Well, you know what else is unfortunately staying with us? This COVID-19 drama. Yeah. What in the whole wide world of things we cannot see but they be is going on with that? That's one of my biggest questions. I still have so many unanswered ones, too, and you probably do, too. Well, my trusted authority in all things COVID is Sunday Muniz. Sunday is an award-winning pharmacist and nutritionist, highly esteemed among physicians and peers because of her extensive knowledge and experience in pharmaceutical and nutrition sciences. Sunday will get us up to speed with what she knows and what her clients and other professionals are facing right now and in the future weeks and months to come. And then we'll talk about suggestions for your mental, emotional, and physical health for the year ahead, things we need to do and to know. Welcome aboard, Sunday. Glad to have you back.
Oh, thank you. As always, it's just always a joy to be here, Silver, and to chat with you. We always have great conversations, so looking forward to it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You're absolutely right. It's always amazing. I wasn't kidding about how I still have so many questions, and I know just talking to other people, I want you to give us the facts as you know them. And I'll chime in with some questions as well that I know you are fully capable of answering for me and for everyone else. And I did put the number out there today in case anybody else did have some concerns or questions that don't come up during this early conversation. But I'm just going to kind of turn the stage over to you for a couple of few minutes and let you tell us. You're living in the pharmaceutical environment every day, and you're coming in contact with people who have COVID. You're coming in contact with physicians and people who seek out your expertise in how to handle many of the situations with them. And so let me just turn it over to you, and you get us up to speed with some facts and things that are going on in your world.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, it's we've kind of come, you know, full circle at this point, I guess, you know, where initially we were like, all right, you know, here it is, you know, be safe, that type of thing. And now we're coming around and going, okay, how do we live with this? So, and how do we, hate to say, like, accept kind of where things kind of are at. But, you know, here we are. Daily, I still, you know, of course, deal with people who are in the throes of maybe a current infection, maybe people who are just wanting to try and stay as healthy. But then, of course, then things do pop up, like that Omicron. She hit with quite some force there as far as, you know, very contagious. So, you know, we've got all those. So daily I'm dealing with those. Daily I am dealing with the picking up the pieces post-COVID. So, you know, some people, you know, end up with those things that are just kind of lagging behind, like the energy trying to pick up and, you know, sometimes the nerve issues or the taste doesn't come back right away. Taste and smell are still kind of off kilter, you know, so some of those kind of things may be still lagging. And then I've got, like, you know, even some super long haulers are really intense where, as an example, I've got a couple that are in a rehab facility right now, actually husband and wife that are rehabbing and, you know, now coming along very great because we were finally able to add in some very needed things to their recovery, which we weren't able to do that until they were in a place where they were able to access some other complementary alternative and herbal care, which really, really, really holds a lot of positive things for those people who are just trying to recover. I do have to say one interesting thing that I do find. We have been busier than ever, and I do very much mean that. We have been busier than ever at Family Strong Wellness. And it's not just because in the beginning of COVID, it was all COVID and immune, and that's all people were thinking about. And now, of course, we're trying to get back to life. So people are thinking about everything in regards to their health, everything. They're realizing that they really got to get their cardiovascular health in line. So, you know, we're talking to people more about, you know, their blood pressure and their cholesterol and what they can do to just improve their health, even if they're on medications and they just want to make sure that they're staying healthier, because they know now, we all know that at this point we've got to find a way to kind of live with this and get ready for when things happen. You know, because again, it's proven to us that it's just kind of here to stay and just kind of hang around. So we've got to just prepare ourselves in many ways. So, I mean, if anybody does have any questions as they're listening to this, I would absolutely invite people to call in, because I love to answer your nagging questions and talk about different things that might be pertaining to you specifically. So, you know, I do want to make sure that people do realize I love answering your questions and helping you kind of get through the muck that this might leave behind for you. So if you're still kind of struggling, you know, definitely we can talk about that. But, you know, I've said from the beginning that, you know, this, you know, from the time this all started, from the first time I started reading about the virus and what it was going to be and, you know, what it was looking like. And you know, immediately I was just like, well, there's no running from this guy. This one's going to find you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that contagious. So it was going to, and it's kind of progressing, like we do see a lot of viruses where they, you know, they become more contagious, less deadly as they start moving through older or, you know, newer variants as they come in. That's always where you hope that they're going to go. and Omicron's kind of held that for us. So we're hoping that that's the direction, but it is that's why this was novel. It was brand new. So we called it novel because it was new. And we're talking about, all us human beings who have never seen such a thing as this before. So again, it was quite interesting in that regard. And, of course now it's a matter of the fact that I still use the same thing I tell everybody. I call COVID adult mono. So I've literally looked at it and treated it pretty much as such. I look at the fact if you're, understand how mono affects a teenager who gets it, you'll see that teenager is still struggling in 3 weeks. And sometimes they're still struggling 6 months down the road. Now there's many, many things nutritionally that can really change that timeline. So instead of, the 3 weeks still horribly exhausted, maybe the 3 weeks we're back to 75%, which would be outstanding. And then maybe instead of that 3 months still or 6 months still feeling horrible, like some kids with mono can have, we're at least down to, maybe a month where we're finally back to ourselves. So, the nutrition world and the supplement world hold a big important place, not just in my heart, but they hold a big place in working through kind of where things still stand. So, as an example, okay, if you got any questions, just shoot them out. But
I do. Let me just interrupt you there and ask you. I want to talk a little bit. Of course, I have absolutely zero scientific knowledge about this, other than it's a virus. But I want you to explain something to me and us. And I've seen several people on social media pose the same questions and concerns. So I need you to talk about this. When I was in school, I took in college level, I took a microbiology class, and just enough to make me kind of dangerous with what I do know. But I want to know, Sunday, if you would break down some things, because before COVID happened, there was a significant amount of flu illnesses, common colds to severe colds, common flus to severe flus. There were pneumonia type illnesses. I need to know and would like to have you explain, since these all kind of categorically are the type of illnesses that fall in line with COVID. It seems I've seen people say they had pneumonia COVID, flu. There's some term they're using, flu COVID. I'm asking if you would explain, because you don't even hear people talking about, I just have a cold. They just automatically are considered COVID patients. They give it the label COVID. I can remember when I did have that class, the types of viruses we talked about that were nasal, that brought about these illnesses. And so I'm really wanting to know if you would just break down some understanding as much as you know it in regard to those types of illnesses.
Well, so basically how I'm going to kind of take this is, we've had a lot of people been like, well, where's the flu? Where's some of these other infections that affect us? And, and trust me, they're all out there. It's, we could get into and break down some of the discrepancies in testing and, we've got, you know, positives or negatives, and are they truly that? You know, there's always some discrepancy within testing, and we could evaluate and talk about the testing that we've been currently using for a long time and some of the assumptions that are being made. And, you know, it's a whole big mess. And short of me going into certain amount of maybe some of my theories on what's happening, but you have to understand in science, we start everything with a theory, and then we have to test that theory, and we have to watch and see. And within those theories, it takes time to understand what's kind of coming forward. And I think we still are in the very beginning stages. What we're going to know in another year, what we're going to know in 5 years, what we're going to know in 10 years, and what we're going to know in 20 years, they're all going to be very different as we've kind of actually have that time to stand back and kind of watch and see and make some assessments. But, you know, we do know there's a lot of discrepancies in testing. There's a lot of assumptions that are being made. You have to be your own advocate right now, and I cannot stress that enough. I'm sometimes not happy with the assumptions that are made when any of my, you know, clients that I've seen come walking in the front door to be seen by somebody, and immediately the assumptions are all driven right to COVID. And I'm looking at this person going, this is strep throat. Hands down, without a doubt, this is strep throat. And a strep culture was never done on that patient. So, you know, there's way too many of those things happening. I mean, I see them almost daily.
Absolutely,
and it's
there are.
Yeah, it's a little disheartening because I've got people who need help, and they are going into the medical world looking for it. And I'm also looking at somebody going, this person needs to be put on an antibiotic. And they're immediately labeled COVID, and they're not given any supportive factors at all, where back in the day, we would immediately treat you. And
exactly.
You know, whether we got a positive test or a negative test, you know, I always tell everybody when they come in, infection is opportunistic. So there's never, one person has one infection, I guarantee you, there's plenty of friends that come to the party. So what came first? Was it the current going flu virus? Was it actually a bacterial infection? And then, you know, COVID went perfect. You know, I'm going to join the party. Or was it the other way around? It's COVID and then, you know, another infection joins the party. We've been so focused on one thing, and we are missing so much other things. You know, what one particular person I saw comes to mind, and, you know, I absolutely was dealing with strep, completely misdiagnosed, told she had COVID. They did the PCR. PCR was negative. Again, what one way or the other. All of her symptoms pointed towards strep, major history of strep throat repeatedly over the years already. And if anybody understands strep, strep can cause crazy, interesting things months down the road when it's not been addressed properly. And this is exactly what was happening in her. And as I was watching and we were discussing things and, you know, trying to look at stuff, I was like, you are still struggling here. And finally, after many different, you know, urgent care visits, finally found somebody who really listened to her and did the proper testing. And pretty much she was dealing with about 3 months of strep to the point where she was nauseous all the time. Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible. Constantly sick. Couldn't break the cycle.
Dangerous also.
Yes, exactly. And now luckily she had youth on her side, but what about in a senior? What about somebody who's actually truly struggling with, say, a cardiac issue? And we're blowing them off as, oh, no, you just have COVID, you've got, and, you know, and we actually have a cardiac issue that needs to be evaluated here. And, again, I'm seeing that in droves, and, again, very, very disheartening. I've actually seen cardiac patients turned away from hospital beds. And you know, and not to say that people with COVID don't need a hospital bed, but that person with cardiac pre-COVID would have been front of the line to get a hospital bed to get fully evaluated. So, you know, I've seen things happen that make me very concerned. And I, you know, even had many conversations with, you know, nurses involved in cardiac, with cardiac doctors and on cardiac floors in hospitals. And they're seeing that push. And then what we're doing is we're pushing it into the cardiologist's office, which is fine. That's part of their job. But at the same time, the best way to evaluate a patient is in a hospital setting, when we can fully evaluate them and properly test them. And we're seeing a lot of those things kind of pushed away. And I'm very concerned about the people that we're misdiagnosing and we're letting other things not be addressed properly. So
I am wondering what would be the reason. I mean, it's obvious if you do pay attention to it, like you're saying, because I see it exactly as you're explaining it. What would be the reason that the industry would go ahead and just like create this tent and put all of them, all these cold or flu and even more serious types of things like the pneumonia in that? What would be the reason they would just put a tent over it and call it all the same thing? I mean, like you said, that to me, maybe that, and I say this with careful caution, but if people had been misdiagnosed, and based on what you just said too, and particularly, you know, we lost a lot of seniors when this first started. If there was a misdiagnosis about it, that in itself, you know, that could be that there could be a correlation as far as that goes. I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
I'm just, again, I do a lot of thinking about things and something this serious. I typically do, because I think it's important that we have an absolute truth of understanding about what's going on, because anybody now that catches a cold, the normal colds that we've been used to, you know, and typically during cold and flu season, you know, a lot of us, when we've had the flu, we know that we have to stay home for several days and rest and drink lots of fluids. You know, that's what was told to us. It was never all of a sudden you are in the hospital now and on a respirator. It's just something that I really believe should be processed in our thinking. I know people who are literally terrified about the element of this COVID and Omicron, and they don't talk about Delta too much anymore, but terrified, just literally terrified. I was at the post office last week, Friday, and the woman in front of me said she had not been out of her house in 2 years. That was the first day she had been out of her house in 2 years.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
I thought, man, you know what? I know. Yeah. First day out. And, you know, staying at home during the lockdown was really difficult for me, but I couldn't imagine what it would be like to never leave and go outside, because I'm terrified that this, as soon as I get outside, this thing is chasing me to get me, to kill me, you know. You know, how people are thinking that it's looming. It's right there. It's got this mindset, and it's ready to attack you and take you down.
Yep.
And
yep.
I guess I kind of, you know, I can't minimize the loss of life, but the toll before COVID, lots of people were losing their lives, unfortunately,
right,
due to similar types of symptoms. Lots of them were. But now it has these scary names, and we're just ill at ease all the time because of it. And I guess one of the things I like talking to you about it is because I think, of course, treatment needs to be sought. And, of course, diagnosis is critical that that's done right, as you just explained. But I want us to get back to being thinking people about what we do once we do start coughing or having the symptoms or whatever, to ask, you know, like when people are diagnosed with cancer or something, they typically get two or three opinions. If everybody's going to tell you that you have COVID instead of strep or whatever the case may be, that's problematic. Because we already know, it's like we totally forgot that before this, we all got colds and flu and stuff and things going on like that. It's like we erased that
we are
from our thinking. And I think we need to get back to being thinking people about what's going on, not necessarily for everybody, but if it happens to you, definitely, you know, find out the accuracy of what's happening with your body and, you know, get the right treatment. But right now, you know, we are very vulnerable to whatever is being said and told to us to an extreme. And again, I don't minimize it. I know people are sick. I know people have lost their loved ones, and I know how difficult all of that is. But I do think we have to realize that maybe there's a newness, but maybe there isn't. You know, maybe there isn't really. So I think that's a real thing to think about. So anyway, I appreciate your feedback and anything else you want to add right now before we shift.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I want to be able to keep talking about this. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, I'm with you. I don't want to, you know, anybody to think that, you know, we're off in the wrong direction. We shouldn't be talking as we're talking. When it comes to all of this, you have to understand that every single day you're exposed to myriads of different things that are literally infection. Every single day. It is your body's job to deal with it. Every single day you are making cancerous cells. It is your body's job to deal with it. So it is how we are made, and we have moved so fast, so far away. In fact, I have wanted to write a book for so long, and I finally, Silver, finally put the first few paragraphs down on paper, which makes me very happy because I've never knew what I wanted
to
write. I know what I want to write now. Yep. And we need to really take a really big step back and look at how the human body was designed and relearn the respect for it, because we have so much power in us. We are so well made. We are so well designed. And we have beautiful innate immune systems that help us and protect us from this daily bombardment that we are faced with. Every single time you eat something, I guarantee you're being exposed to different types of organisms. There's systems in place in your body to help you with all those things. So, you know, and then I always preface everything with, you don't get out of this world alive. I'm all about quality of life. So I want to make sure that before you go into anything, that you are as strong as you were designed to be, which is amazing. We have, like I said, we're wonderfully designed. We have learned and accepted and made it okay on a very regular basis to put in things that harm us and also slow down and even stagnate and stop some of this brilliant design that we have to help us fight these things off. It's unfortunate, kind of the place we're at, and you know, I think, you know, it just starts with us slowly trying to educate and, you know, make people a little bit more aware of the fact that you are beautifully designed and you have the capability to fight off so much, so much. Part of the reason that, you know, because I believe in this so strongly for me, that I've had not had that fear, the fear of, like the girl at the post office who has, you know, hasn't been out in 2 years. I haven't had that fear. So I feel for her, but I have so much respect for how we were made and how beautifully we were designed. And if you give it the body, the tools that it needs, we can get amazing outcomes. So, so, you know, I truly believe that, there's been a lot of things that we've let drive this. We've let fear drive this. We've let the pharmaceutical world drive this, which I don't believe should be, because it's not their place. I think true down to earth, you know, frontline, you know, healthcare people are those ones that you should really be, you know, have more of the control and the power. And we've made this so universal, and I just don't believe in that. I believe that everybody's an individual. I think your healthcare practitioner that you chose to be that one person for you is the one who should be the one giving you the best, you know, insight into what is best for your health. And unfortunately, we've taken this one virus and we've treated it exactly the same in every single person, and it is so, it's so unfair. It's just not what we should have done. I've had a very, very strong, let's just say, concern with how we've addressed this in many hospitals. I'm, you know, even some of my local hospitals, one hospital in general comes to mind in our area that vitamin D wasn't even part of their COVID protocol, and I'm floored by it. I know of a hospital in the Texas area, actually, where one of the major medical directors literally implemented anything positive that could come in to all of his COVID patients, and what do you get? You get amazing response. He was willing to sit down and listen and read the research for himself, and had tremendous response. But when we've got research out there showing how important something as simple as high levels of vitamin D going into a COVID situation are, and when I've got a hospital that won't implement it, I'm terrified for people. I'm very concerned, because, you know, these are approaches that work. We know how amazing melatonin is in a COVID situation. And I mean, I use 20 milligrams of COVID a day in a COVID patient, and I'm on the low end. There's some docs out there that are going 50 to 60 milligrams. Sometimes, you know, based on weight, maybe we have to go up to 70 milligrams. They're doing very high doses. And, you know, one of our local hospitals sends people home on 4.5 milligrams. So, you know, I look at what we've seen, what amazing outcomes, and it's not just in the U.S., what other countries are doing, because I have a lot of respect for what other countries are doing. We've become so political. Our healthcare is political, and you know, please don't bring politics into your medical-based choices. It shouldn't be there. That, you know, it's just kind of a sad place for me. Now, you know, I had mentioned I had a couple, husband and wife, that are rehabbing, and I've had the pleasure of chatting with their daughter here now. And as soon as the rehab facility came into place, because when they were in the hospital, there was no advocate besides over the phone. So you can't be there. You can't see them. You can't be there to help those people. And once she was able to be with her parents in the rehab facility, and she's there 8 hours a day, just really making sure that, you know, they're recovering, and she came in, we worked up plans, a different plan for mom versus dad, because there's different things going on. Dad was, when she came in, Dad was, so just as an example, this particular gentleman went into the hospital with COVID on one low-dose blood pressure medication. Very simple, very basic. He came out into rehab on probably a good 10 different medications. He's on dialysis. He's ended up, there's a medication switchover that did not happen properly, ended up with a bunch of clots in his lungs in the rehab facility. I mean, he was just a pretty much a hot mess. Went in with one med, came out with loads on dialysis, all sorts of problems. And we're probably at this point about 10 days in to when she came in, maybe even just a week, just over a week now, because we're just over a week. She came in on a Saturday, so it's been about 10 days. And chatting with her the other day on Messenger, they are expecting him to be off of dialysis within a day. He's doing phenomenal. He's breathing incredibly well on his own compared to where he had been even just 10 days before. We've made some, really good choices. He's on his way to getting better. So, you need those advocates out there. So if you've been through COVID and, you kind of understand a little bit, people need some type of advocate in their life. And I am very concerned within the medical world where most people in these situations have no advocate. So, there's amazing things that can be done to help patients. And, you have to become a very, very educated consumer and you have to get ready. Because as we can see, this is going to be kind of a fact of life and we do need to get back to real life. When we do know that once people really isolate, once they come out of isolation, they actually get more infection because they've been so isolated. So, it's riddled with its issues. We are human beings. It's just what happens. That exposure actually builds us. So, if you're coming out of that type of situation, realize you got to get stronger. You need to get some good nutrition in your life. And you need to, you really need to own it for yourself. I could talk about COVID forever and ever, which is what I do pretty much all day.
This is a real good place for us to make a shift because I was going to ask you two things. One of them, because you've mentioned it a couple of times, if it's going to become a thing that we have to live with, I mean, the common cold was something that they said there was never a cure for. And I mentioned too, flu, we would kind of get, we'd get that and we, suffer through those 5-7 days of being really sick. And so I don't know that it's going to be any different. It seems it's at a point where it seems to be, from what I hear, minimizing in its symptoms. So I was going to ask you what you thought about that as far as what you see. Do you see that in the weeks and months to come, we're going to come out of this place of being so terribly fearful and the masks will come off? What are your thoughts about that?
I absolutely hope we do. I think there's a lot of people that need to get back to a sense of normalcy. And, there's plenty of people who are living their lives like that. And still a lot of people who aren't. And I don't want people to live in fear. I want them to, realize that there's plenty of ways to come through all this. And again, you're absolutely right. This is the human condition has been infection, period. We could, it's just learning to live with infection has been a huge part of the human condition. And this is just still proof that we don't have a good grasp on it. And we have to, that's why we should look more and more to the amazing ability that our body has to deal with it the best way. And then we can, you know, complement it with some other things when needed. I always like to hope. I do think that, just like I said, the natural progression of most viruses, because viruses don't want to go away. They don't want to die. If they kill the host, then they die. So they don't want to die. They want to stay alive. So one of the best ways is to not kill off the host. So that is why the natural progression of most viruses, not all, but most viruses, everything we pretty much encounter is they just get more contagious, less deadly. And, you know, that's, you know, mm-hmm. kind of saw with Omicron. And, you know, and then with that variant starts pushing out the other variants. And, you know, I mean, nothing's exact. Nothing's ever 100%. There's still a number of cases. It's, you know, that whole Delta is, you know, here and there, still out there. And it's, definitely the one factor within Delta is the loss of sense of taste or smell. I mean, that is still profound. In Omicron, we just didn't see that. It was pretty mild. Mm-hmm, I mean, I had two kids that got it at Christmas time, like everybody else out in California, because the kids live out there. It was just all over. So, you know, it was as soon as we heard the symptoms and, you know, what was going on and how long it lasted, I'm like, it definitely, and they both tested positive, and it was definitely an Omicron variant, because it was, you know, very simple and kind of came in and did its thing and then went on its way. So, again,
let's talk about how to be healthier in the upcoming months and life beyond. And let's start there in the sense of shifting to care for ourselves.
Yes.
Because
perfect.
What I want to have you mention right now, you also mentioned a few minutes ago about building up our systems, because our bodies really are designed to fight everything that happens. Every single
yes.
infection or illness that we get, our bodies really are designed to do that. And in many cases, you know, people do find themselves getting a whole lot healthier and well when they make significant types of changes. And I don't think you'd have to speak to this. I don't know if you're ever too old to start using supplements that build your resistance, but I believe in them. I take supplements every single day. I take vitamin D3 every single day, take a multi every single day, and a couple of other things that I know that as a senior female that keep me strong and moving. So let's start by you talking about some of the supplements for building up the immune system.
Oh, excellent. All right. My territory I love. So, you know, I always say that I'm a basic girl. I believe in basic things that drive you. And, you know, I'm sure we've talked about it before, but I'll reiterate it again, just because the more you hear things, like my piano teacher said, you know, practice is repetition. The more you hear things, the more you get those aha moments. So, basics are the things that literally drive your biochemistry. I love biochemistry. I love how the body is designed. I love the details of it. I love the complexity. I love it. I think it's fascinating, but at the same time, there's basic things that drive you. You are driven by healthy proteins in your diet, healthy carbohydrates in your diet, healthy, good essential fats. You need every single vitamin, every single stinking one, and you need every single mineral, and you need water and oxygen. And sometimes it seems like really simple, but it's the things that drive you. In a cellular, everything that happens in the body happens in your cells. And your cells need every amino acid from those proteins, every type of healthy carbohydrate and the energy it can drive. It needs every single healthy fat to protect you in many, many ways, and all those vitamins and minerals. So I believe exactly what you said, a good solid multi is a staple to me. You know, I point out to people in that the fact that COVID, it just like mono, empties your cells. It literally comes in and drains the tank. Like the stopper came out, everything left the stage. It just empties you, okay? Now imagine if you started with a crazy full tank and it really started to empty you and you were able to plug up the hole. At least we've got some, you know, some stuff left over. What happens if you're starting with a half a tank or maybe only a fourth of a tank? And then we have COVID come in, which completely empties you. And, you know, so when you look at the basic things that drive you, a solid multi is always an important base to me. I look at a multi as just that, it's a solid base. You know, I do vitamin D3 every day. I have chosen to live in a very cold climate where we don't see the sun a lot of the years, or I should clarify that, we don't see the sun on our skin for much of the year. Now, if you live in a warmer climate, great. But then there's many other factors that play into vitamin D, and we've talked about this. The darker complected the skin, the less vitamin D you're making when you're even in the sun. So, you know, culturally, you've got to take some of those things into account, which is really important to me. You know, my husband's Hispanic, and, you know, so, you know, when you look at, you know, look at the tendency of the skin, of course, by the end of the summer, the skin can get very, very dark. And unfortunately, by the end of that summer, you're not making vitamin D as well. It's just the nature of the skin. You know, now there's some other interesting things too. My husband has vitiligo, and by August, no matter what, no matter how much sun exposure, my husband will be low if he does not supplement. So, you know, there's many things that also impede the body's ability to make vitamin D, but this is, it's huge. So you need to make sure that your vitamin D is being addressed, you know, and that you're making sure that you're doing extremely well in this. Vitamin D is not a vitamin, it's actually a hormone. So it affects your cardiovascular health and many things. So I could talk about vitamin D for hours, but, you know, it plays such a big part into the whole COVID, and if it's emptied in you, we're going to have some complications. Then, you know, of course, I do believe in a good omega-3, which is, you know, your flaxseed and your chia seeds and, you know, your fish oils. And I've even had some people swear that some of their achiness within, you know, even COVID situations, they just up their omega-3s. And they felt remarkably better. And I'm like, you know, it's sometimes simple things that drive the body are going to be that saving grace for you. So, you know, never forget that when, you know, you're going through something, your basics become even more important, okay? Now, you know, a couple even things post-COVID that we'll see is I'll see women come in like 3 months and go, my hair is falling out. And I'm like, well, that's because the tank got completely emptied on you. Completely emptied on you. And now we've got, you know, the hair's not important, unfortunately, to your body. So now we've got all these changes that we're starting to see. You know, if some people complain after COVID of never having any type of mood disorders, and all of a sudden they're highly anxious and having terrible anxiety. So, you know, and all these basic nutrients, all those B vitamins, B1, B2, B6, B12, your folate, folic acid and healthy right types of folate are essential into mood and making sure that mood is being addressed. So, like, you know, post-COVID or post any type of health things, we've got to literally, like, refill those types of things up. Again, vitamin D can get highly drained in a COVID situation, and it plays a huge part into mood, vitamin D. So if you come in to me with any type of mood disorders, the first things I'm going to grab for you, and this is irregardless of COVID or not, vitamin D and a good B complex that brings in all of that in a very, very high active form of folic acid, a methylfolate form, preferably. So there's, you know, again, things to just start, like, really building you up and getting you into a stronger place. Now, you know, go ahead.
Well, I was going to mention this because we already know that so many people don't eat well. And when I say don't eat well, I mean, you know, food is so much fun. Food is, my yeah. granddaughter said the other day, food is entertainment, and it really is, all of it.
It is.
So,
yes, it is.
Indeed, it is. And we don't always make the right choices as far as the things that are great for our health, and I get it, because there are just things that are so wonderful to eat, we just don't. My question is, can the supplements still benefit us if we don't have a quality diet? Can those supplements still play a good role in us optimizing our health?
Well, I believe yes. I mean, as much as I definitely want you to, you know, make some choices and get some fruits and vegetables in your diet and mm-hmm. in healthy ways and tasteful ways, of course I do. And you know, and it's not to say that, you know, but yes. I mean, I point out to people all the time, we've allowed what has happened to our food supply. We could do a whole show on the American food supply. And we'd be mortified at what we've allowed to happen to our food supply. You know, when you talk to people who, especially adults, I find it fascinating, especially when you talk to adults who are not born in the U.S., but they came to the U.S. as adults, and the conversations you can have around our food, and that our food doesn't even taste like food. It just, when you had a backyard that was full of produce, because that's just where the culture that you lived in, it's amazing. You know, I had a roommate who was from Hawaii, and she was, both of her parents were Japanese, 100% Japanese. Her parents were born in Okinawa, and so growing up in Japan, well, growing up for them, of course, but then, you know, for her in Hawaii, she had never, ever, ever bought a piece of fruit until she moved to Iowa, where we went to school. She always went into her backyard or her aunt's backyard or the neighbor's backyard and got fresh things growing right there at that time. And so, you know, our food supply has become what it is. So even if you're trying to eat as healthy as possible, keep going. Don't give up. You know, God bless you. If your diet is, you're trying, but, you know, like most of us, we're not perfect by any means. Supplementation to me has to happen, period. Has to happen. You know, what mm-hmm. is not in our soil, we need to supplement. I tell people all the time, we have made the world of supplementation necessary. I would love to just sit and talk about what foods to eat with you. Love to. It'd be great. Unfortunately, this is kind of the world we've created. So, you know, we have made the supplement world necessary. So no matter what, if you are like, I'm a terrible eater, you know, give up one thing. Just say, I had one woman years ago, and God, I loved her. She's like, Sunday, I gave up bread. That was the only thing I gave up. Everything else I allowed myself to still have. But right now I'm focusing on not eating white, refined, sweet, you know, fine flour bread. And I like, perfect. One thing. You made one change. That's amazing. And you stay then with your supplementation so that you're still making sure that you're getting all those other nutrients. You can make some little changes. I don't expect you to go, you know, all the way in, you know, one full shot. It's a process. All this change is a process. But definitely, no matter where you stand, you need to get a good supplement in, a good multi in, good vitamin D.
Well, you've mentioned a lot of things that I was hoping you would as far as the supplements, and I wanted to contrast that eating situation. There's one question I want to ask before I ask you about addressing moods and anxiety and depression and things like that with supplements.
Yep.
There are a lot of people who hate the taste of water. And we know how critical that is. And there are people who hate water. They don't enjoy water. And I don't know how to address that. I know that there are all kinds of waters that you can buy with flavor, or there's Crystal Light, I think it is, and things you can stir in it to help it be more enjoyable. I just want you to share a thought on that, because my thought is, when you're not drinking water, I mean, you know, that's how we, you're drinking, you know, that doesn't mean they're not drinking something. It might be, you soda, and that's certainly not the best choice, even if it's diet, but you got to keep that, your body, you have to have your body keep moving stuff through it. And I guess I believe that water is the best solution for that. So what's your thought about people who just really hate water? Because some people just really do.
They do. Well, first thing I always like to go is, if you got to understand how important water is, you know, I mean, when you look at those things that I mentioned that are vital to drive you, the proteins, the carbs, the fats, every single vitamin, every single mineral, water, and oxygen. Well, you take oxygen away, you die very quickly. The next thing you take away, and you will die fairly quickly, is water. So, you know, if you completely take any part of water, fat, you know, you can, you need water. With, it's a very short amount of time without proper hydration, you will cease to exist. So hydration is key to so much health. We know that actually lack of hydration, you know, even increases cardiovascular risk. So the first thing I want anybody who doesn't like water to try and wrap their head around is this is important for life for you. Okay. We haven't had to live within famine and drought mode. We put ourselves into it unnecessarily in this country, but we haven't had to truly understand what that is. And so you don't want to do that to your body. You don't want it to be in a drought mode. So first thing, whenever people tell me that, I go, well, what kind of water are you drinking? So first of all, you got to kind of try some various things. There's some spring water that tastes great. There's some spring water I can't even drink. So the first thing I always ask is, what kind of water are you drinking? Are you drinking tap water? Have you tried, you know, making sure you try to filter it in some way, just a simple Brita, something on your refrigerator? What are you doing? And we've got to figure out, you know, try a few different ways and see if there's something that you like. Now, by all means, put a splash of something in there to bring flavor. You know, put a splash of lemon juice. I don't care. Put a splash of pineapple juice or grape juice, not the whole thing. I want you to make sure that majority of it is the water. You know, I tell all my people that when you wake up in the morning, you are crazy thirsty. If you are somebody who does not feed that thirst first thing in the morning, your body will stop asking you for water. You need to get up, go to that kitchen, pour that glass of water, and I'm not talking a little glass. I want 16 ounces of water. I do 20, and I want you to drink that.
Mm-hmm.
If you start getting that practice in play, you would be amazed and how your body starts asking you for water, and maybe your little mindset on water will start to change. But we know that that actually starts the digestive system to start activating it. Now it's like, oh, now you're awake, you're active. We got to start getting this digestive system going, because before we know it, food will be coming in. It literally makes sure all of this happens in proper fashion. So you wake up, you drink that water. It's imperative. Just simple stuff in life that can take you quite far, actually. It's just a simple water in the morning.
Yeah.
And then from there,
well,
I know.
Go ahead.
Well,
no,
you go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. So, you know, when it comes to water, I have a water equation, and there's all sorts of fancy equations out there, but, you know, the simplicity of this one is just the brilliance of it is, you know, just your weight divided in half. And that's how many ounces of water you should drink a day. So, you know, when you look at the fact that eight-ounce glasses is a 128-pound person, I never understood how that amount of water could be correct for a 100-pound woman or a 250-pound man. It's illogical,
mm-hmm.
all right? You know, the amount of water that an athlete, a professional athlete, has to consume would pretty much floor most people at how much water that professional
mm-hmm.
athlete needs to consume to stay active. Just a small
mm-hmm.
drop, just a 1 or 2 percentage point drop in hydration for that athlete can mean the difference between the gold medal and not even finishing the race. That is how incredibly
mm-hmm.
important
mm-hmm.
that hydration is to keep energy going in your body. So, you know, you don't have to break the bank to get into a healthier place. You don't have to walk into, your neighborhood vitamin store, you know, and spend a lot. You can literally focus on those basics. Get that water going every single day. Try to get the sugars down. Please, please, please try to keep sugar down. You know, and if you do, don't eat the whole box, eat a couple things and that's it. That's all you get. and then, you know, get
right.
a good vitamin and mineral, some vitamin D in, you know, you can start very simple and, you know, and basic. And, you know, we've talked, this whole time with COVID, we've talked about zinc, we've talked about, you know, vitamin C, we've talked about things like quercetin. You've probably heard all these terms, NAC, all these things that there's brilliant things out there. I'm a huge turmeric curcumin fan, Boswellia, because of the anti-inflammatory properties, and COVID just inflames you. So keeping everything in play to keep inflammation in check is also, you know, incredibly
yeah.
vital to, you know, just, again, when you are presented with things in life, and the human condition has been to deal with a lot of different things that are posed at us. You know, we need to go in fighting. We need to be ready for them and then show the bad guy who's boss. So
That's right.
You
well,
know.
Listen, I know that probably the way I put this out there by living healthier in 2022, it was going to sound like a eat right and exercise show, but I kind of live by a principle that, you know, get wisdom and get an understanding. And that's why I go a little bit deeper into what we need to be doing for our health than that. Not that, you know, eating right and exercise isn't to the point, but I think
that's
it's
why your
really
shows are
important
so good.
For us to understand.
That's why your
well,
shows
thank
are
you.
So good, Silver. Yes.
But I want people to understand that it's a process, and it's, you know, these machines that we're living in, they're so awesome, and if we take care of them right and well, typically they're going to take really good care of our life from day to day as well. So thank you for sharing that. Before we wrap up for the day, you know, a lot of people are truly suffering emotionally and mentally and in so many various ways. And COVID, the whole pandemic, you know, the life has been pretty, pretty crazy and hard to understand and hard to adapt to, and so many other things. But if there is some guidance that you can give people as far as some supplements, some natural things that can help ease maybe the heightened sense of unrest is probably the best word that I can come up with, that they may be feeling in their emotions or in their spirit and in their mind. If you can make some suggestions about that, that would be great.
Absolutely. Now I'm going to definitely make some supplement suggestions very quickly, but you know, I've always been a big fan of Louise Hay and everything that Hay House has done. And, you know, I'm a big affirmation girl. I, you know, really believe in all that. I think it's really important. So finding a source that you have, like, you're so good at inspiring people, Silver. So, you know, I do want to say to people, you know, listen to what she has to say, and her guests are outstanding. Because, you know, you've got to find a way to find a spark. And sometimes it's a little bit deeper, and a lot of times it's more deeper than just sometimes a supplement. I'm going to give you suggestions because I think we can marry the two, but you know, it goes kind of both ways. You need both aspects. Now, with that said, you know, I always love those basics. So I'm a vitamin D and a B complex are the one of the most brilliant ways to start your life, you know, start heading your mood into a better direction. I even like a B complex at bedtime. I find it does not keep you awake. There's this misunderstanding that people think it keeps you awake. It does not keep you awake. it actually is vital to help you wake up in the morning and feel good. Like, you want to wake up in the morning and feel like you want to start the day. And that is the building ground from where the rest of your day is going to go. So I do sometimes changing around when you're taking something might help. Maybe nighttime dosing fits you best. Give it a try. Let's see how it goes. Now, I'm also a big fan of a wonderful little amino acid that's called L-theanine. It's L-theanine. It is a beautiful calmer. I have lists on top of my list on top of my list. My female brain is constantly going. You know, I love L-theanine. It stops me from trying to solve all the world's problems all at the same time, on top of the fact that all the million things I got to do at home and at work that are all circling around in my brain, I got to settle them down and allow for better focus. So I love what L-theanine does for that. I love it in kids. It's amazing in kids. You know, one of the most popular herbs right now is something called ashwagandha. It's an adrenal-based adaptogen. Adaptogens adapt to what the body needs, so they can calm you. They can allow for just a better well-being in life. So ashwagandha is something that's extremely popular right now, and I've been using more ashwagandha even in my practice than I have in past years, just because I want a good night's sleep. I want you to feel very comfortable in, you know, again, in what's happening in life, and I don't want you to feel overstressed and over anxious about it. And we sometimes need some of these nice herbal tools to do that. I love holy basil for that as well. Again, another great herb that just can kind of calm you and just help you cope with things a little bit better. So I do love those kinds of things. I'm also about kidney health and talking, as we did, about water. You know, the kidneys can take a big hit in COVID. They can take a big hit with COVID treatment. They can take a big hit within the shot itself. We see those changes that happen within the kidneys. So we're looking at addressing kidney need, and this is a big factor to me. So I love things like cordyceps. I love, you know, healthy, you know, produce and juicing. I love beets. I love asparagus. You know, I love coriander as a spice. I love some of these things that are, believe it or not, some great ways to start giving the kidneys a little love. Dandelion leaf tea, very, very good for the kidneys. Dandelion root, very good for the liver. So, you know, all those different things that are possibilities of even just helping you deal. In Chinese medicine, the kidneys are your thinking and memory and willpower and strength and hard work. And there's a lot of emotions that come out of those kidneys in Chinese medicine, which I have lots of respect for. So, again, healthy kidneys and even things like ashwagandha can even maybe start a little help. But, you know, there's plenty of options out there that might be that thing for you. And then you marry them to some great spiritual work and some great mind and body work, and you start learning how to breathe properly. I'm a huge breather, so I literally breathe before I go to bed. I do my deep breathing. I do my deep breathing as soon as I wake up. And after I finish this conversation, I'm going to go breathe because I've been talking nonstop. So mm-hmm. You know, there's important, all those pieces become very important to me, and there's so many amazing tools that exist to just be frozen in fear and not know what to do, I want you to relax knowing that there are tools out there. The world holds beautiful tools. You just kind of need to go doing a little bit of digging, and the right combination of things will come your way, and you're going to find what fits for you. So with that end.
That's great. Well, you know how much I appreciate you, and I always have goals when I do these shows. I thank you. I want people to know that I, you know, do this because I really do have my concerns and I care, and I like talking to people who care about people too. So obvious your life work has been what it is, and I trust what you say. I've had years and years of experience of you delivering information that I know has been extremely helpful to people. And fortunately, a lot of those supplements that you talked about, I would just want to mention this for anybody who may be interested. I can recall suggesting a Super B complex and to some women, and they just thought it was the best thing that ever happened in life. So
it
really
simple.
Is a
yes.
It's a great supplement to try. But I want to thank you for always being so available and always being so eager to help my audience know the things that they should be doing. Your expertise and your knowledge is just phenomenal, and the insights that you provide are just they're life-changing in reality. So I want to thank you for everything that you brought
thank
to
you
the
so
table
much,
today. And,
thank you. Appreciate
and,
that.
Let's tell them about your website and if they do want to reach out to you.
Well, right now the best place, because my website is still in, you know, production mode. Been very busy this last year since we did move, but Family Strong Wellness, you can find us on Facebook. We are located in Racine, Wisconsin, a little chilly for us for right now, but we're still here. You know, if you have questions, I take messages on, you know, Facebook all the time. I want to, you know, kind of help guide you a little bit. So if there's anything you need to throw past us, I'd be happy to answer some questions, you know, just on a, you know, individual basis. That'd be, you know, be more than, I just want to make sure that people feel that they've got a resource. If you don't have a really, really good advocate in your life, it's important to find somebody that you can conversate with and talk back and forth with. I've talked many people through some COVID. I've talked many three people through heart issues. I've talked many people through cancer. I've talked many people through a lot of things. There's so please feel free to reach out at Family Strong Wellness. So,
well, thank you once again, and you keep up the great work. I'll certainly be back in touch in at least a couple of months, so to see what's going on, and hopefully we'll be gaining ground with this whole thing and getting life back to normal. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll look forward to talking to you again when we do.
I will. Sounds great, Silver. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you as well for hanging in there with me today. You know, I love bringing you info that I think is going to in any way make life happier, healthier, better for you. So thank you for taking the time to listen. And I trust that there was some information that was shared that really is going to help you live healthier in 2022. As I said, I know it may have been a little bit deeper than you had anticipated, but sometimes, you know, when we're in these times, I think deeper is better. So I do hope that you have some great takeaways from the conversation that you had today. And listen, before I let you go, I want to tell you about a few things that are going on, remind you that I have a couple of books on Amazon. One of them is What is Faith? And it's filled with some blurbs and quips and short stories that will motivate you toward a greater sense of faith in your life, and don't we all need that? And then there's Stay in the Ring, and it's Oh, a fun book that I wrote. I mentioned to someone that interviewed me, I had fun reading that book myself. So I hope that you'll get a copy of that. And it's meant to inspire you to never give up, because you really don't have to. Things will make in life will make us feel like we are really out for the count. But in most cases, we're really not. So I hope that that message is loved and appreciated as much as I loved writing that book. And they're both on Amazon, Stay in the Ring and What is Faith. Make sure that you put the, if you do it in search, that you put my name with it, because I believe there are other authors out there with titles that are the same. So, and also recently I put together a motivational, an audio 18 minutes of Stay in the Ring that some parts of it were taken from the book, but it's not the book. It is different. There are a couple of things that I mentioned in the audio, but it's meant to inspire, and I know that it does. So if you want to get that, you can get that on my Facebook page. You will see that it's there. If you scroll, that it'll say that it's there, or you can go to silverrayfox.com, and it's right there on the front page of my site, silverrayfox.com. I also have another a daily inspiration. It's Faith is How We Live. blogspot.com. Faith is How We Live. blogspot.com. And it's just daily thoughts of inspiration that I think you enjoy as well. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up for the day. And again, I just want to remind you, if you kind of, you know, falling flat on your resolutions, get absolutions in place and keep it going. Do a reset, because you know what? Because we can. So I will look forward to talking to you again soon. I'll have some things coming up in the future that I know you will enjoy. So just keep your eyes open for that. In the meantime, I hope you have the most amazing day. Be good, be blessed, and be awesome.